جلال طلع بك ملكا من رأس السلم حاملا دورقا مملوءا برقوة الصابون وعليه مرآة وشفرة حلاقة وضعتا بتصالب روب أصفر غير محزم مرفوع بخفة خلفه على نسيم الصباح المعتدل رفع الدورق إلى أعلى ورتل سآتي إلى مذبح الرب.
Okay, I'm going to translate that for you. It's Paul O'Mahony here, and it's a very important day today. So stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a laser lay crossed. A yellow dressing gown, ungirdled, was sustained gently behind him by the mild morning air. He held the bowl aloft and intoned, Introibo ad altare Dei. Thus began the book which we celebrate today. When I say we, I'm perhaps introducing it to you. It's a book by an Irish writer whose name is James Joyce. He died quite a long time ago. I can't tell you exactly when. But he was a tax collector in Dublin. He went around collecting, actually rent collector, I think is more accurate. And he was also mad about films. He was one of the most important persons in the history of films in Ireland. He was a writer, right, James Joyce, and he went and wrote most of his stuff in, well, he lived most of the time in Paris, really, and I know he did some writing in the Baltic areas as well, but I'm not a Joyce scholar, I won't pretend to be one. But the book is called Ulysses, and in the book is a guy called Leopold Bloom. And Leopold Bloom goes on a journey in the novel. And he walks on a particular day. The novel is set on the 4th. Sorry. The novel is set on this. Oh, when is the novel set? Yeah, when is the novel set? On the 6th. Sorry, oh, my head is addled now. The 16th of June. Today is the 16th of June. Of course, the novel is set on the 16th of June, but in 1904, right? And Leopold Bloom goes tramping through Dublin, and it is, it's extraordinary. Look, I rather like the book. It's a formidable book, you know. You wouldn't want to, settle down to read it one evening and hope to finish it the following day. But, you know, you can dip into Ulysses. But what's more important today is Bloom's Day. And, you know, it's a day when people dress up in sort of silly costumes and eat food that was eaten at the time. When I say silly costumes, well, it's you should see some of the pictures, really. They wear boater hats and they wear blazers and things like that. And he picked the 16th of June. Well, first of all, he did it because about 6 days earlier than that, on the 10th of June, 1904, he met his wife-to-be, Nora Barnicle. Isn't that a great name? She worked in a hotel, right? Then they arranged to meet on Tuesday the 14th of June, as one does, outside a house on Merrion Square. I used to live very near Merrion Square when I lived in Dublin. I lived in Fitzwilliam Square. Joyce turned up for the date. Nora didn't. And he got stood up. He wrote to her in the hotel on the following day, asking if she'd like to make another arrangement. And then they went walking together on the 16th of June in Ringsend. And Ringsend is on the south side, working class area in Dublin, the south side. And Interestingly enough, something I didn't know at all until today, till I went digging around to find out something I didn't know about Bloomsday, which is easy enough to do. But he later told her, he told Nora Barnacle, this quote, "You made me a man." So, yeah, he also began, by the way, in the summer of 1904, writing Dubliners, which is much, much easier to read. So if you want to start somewhere with Joyce, I suppose Dubliners is a good place to start. But anyway, the key thing is that on the 16th of June, 1904, the Russian-Japanese war was going on. There was a ferry boat that Colonel Slocum in New York was sunk. And the Russian governor of Finland was assassinated. Anyway, there we are. General Slocum. Anyway, back to the point about it is that was the beginning of James Joyce's, great book being read in Arabic. I mean, and the wonderful thing is, to think that you can have on Bloomsday somebody, stumble across via Twitter, I have to tell you, somebody, an Iraqi poet, Salah Niazi, a man who spent 30 years, I'm informed by Twitter, Starby, Starbie 99 on Twitter, share this information. Anyway, I'm beside myself for all sorts of reasons today. Bloomsday is a very, very special day, and even Stephen Fry has tweeted to say, ineluctable modality of the visible. I mean, he's just incorrigible. Happy, I'll read that again. Ineluctable modality of the visible. Happy Bloomsday, Dublin and the world. No agin bite of inwit. No agin bite of inwit. But yes, yes, yes. No, yes, yes, yes. The last three lines. The last three lines I chuckle, really. The last three lines in the book. Which is a kind of orgasmic splurge at the very end, which you would have to read, and good luck to you. The last three pages of the book have no punctuation at all. In fact, there may be even more of it that has more punctuation. But I have vivid memories of reading in public the last three pages of Ulysses, as I say, unpunctuated, for the first time in my life. Absolutely convinced that I was going to wet myself while I was doing it, or else throw up in the process. So there we are, folks. I have to say I much prefer the Arabic version to any other version I've heard, but if you have come across the beginning, the middle, or the end of Ulysses, or any other piece of James Joyce's work today, the 16th of June 2014, please send it to me, draw it to my attention, because it really is a very, very special day in the life of Dublin City. And Dublin City is a very, very special place, isn't it? Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying thanks very much for listening for now, and brush up on your Arabic. Bye.